The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
J.R. McCarr wants to know, am I in the minority that still loves Rodgers? Still my favorite player and only want the best for him and want to see him succeed? Yes, J.R., I think that is the minority opinion.
How much of the minority? 20%, 30%?
So it's a good question.
I mean,
I'm not
he's
sure.
With the Jets.
Yeah, like, I'm in the position where I just don't care anymore. Like, if he has success, whatever, I don't care. He's off, he's out of sight, out of mind, unless I happen to be watching the Jets play in primetime, which unfortunately seems like it's quite a bit. But I don't think of him. I really don't. I'm more worried about what the Packers have going on.
I mean, I like watching him. He's a great talent. He's unbelievable.
He does.
And the reason
really
I watch,
he makes sick throws. It's
the
really
reason
good.
I watch him is because I compare him to Brady now. When Brady was at that point,
can he win one late in his career?
Sure,
he is very late stage Brady with the kind of he's moving a little bit now. He's getting a little more comfortable.
Yeah,
but I mean, he made a few good throws in the most recent game, but it is a boring style of football.
Yeah, and he's nowhere near as mobile as he used to be.
Still got great throws in that arm, though.
Oh, yeah. Dave says, I don't hate Rodgers at all. In fact, I would love for the Packers to beat the Jets in the Super Bowl.
What about the Jets beat the Packers?
That's Joshy's worst nightmare.
That is?
Joshy might quit if that happens.
With that, hold on. Let me ask you a question.
I'll tell you this.
Now try to look at
Josh
this.
For sure is not showing up the Monday after the Super Bowl if the Packers are playing the Jets and the Jets win. Josh ain't showing up on Monday.
What would be worse? If Brett won a Super Bowl in Minnesota.
Yep.
Or Rodgers beats the Packers in the Super Bowl.
I think anytime your team loses, it feels really bad.
I am going to say Brett winning one in Minnesota.
I think that might be worse.
Yeah, I think that's worse.
Just because he orchestrated his way there and it's the Vikings?
Yeah, and it's the Vikings. And so the other thing is, because if the Packers are playing in the Super Bowl, I think they would still be proven right to move on from him. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers eventually won, but you are good enough to also get to a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're good enough to get to a Super Bowl, you're good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good question. What would sting more?
I think it's Brett winning in Minnesota.
Okay.
Because I mean, it's very possible if the Packers make it to the Super Bowl this year, like they're young enough, like you feel good about them going the next year and the year after. Like,
yeah.
There's just a huge wide open window.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time rooting against teams. That's one of my favorite things to do. After rooting for the Packers. I don't think I've ever rooted harder against anyone or any team than the Vikings in that NFC Championship game.
Oh, when he threw that pick,
it was
I celebrated
elation.
Like the Packers won the NFC Championship game. Okay, Josh, quickly, because it is a Power Rankings Tuesday, can you give me your top three teams? If you want to go to top four, power rank your top four teams you like to root against.
Let me get my music here.
Yeah, okay,
sorry,
yeah.
This is sick. Number four right now is probably the Detroit Lions. Something about them, just like to root against them. Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Is that
new?
You
don't like Dan
Campbell? Is that new?
Yes, that is new. Okay. They were not on the radar 2 years ago. Number three is the Cleveland Browns because they're very fun to watch continue to just toil.
I didn't see that coming.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. That's why I wanted him to do
that.
Number two is the New York Jets. Anything Aaron Rodgers, I like to root against. And one, the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Mine is Dallas 1, Dallas 2.
Okay.
Dallas 3 and Dallas 4.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a gap and then the Bears?
No, that's just straight across the board.
Okay, just straight across the board. Okay, I got you.
I love every other team compared to the Dallas Cowboys. Not a fan.
I feel like a younger me, and Gabe, I don't know if you feel the same way. I rooted hard against the Cowboys for a long time.
Oh, I did.
And then after a while, it was just kind of like, eh. Obviously, Chewy is more invested in
that. Well, I mean, he was in the battles, you know?
But I'm hated by 8 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I still don't mind San Francisco.
That's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
Homer asked a very interesting question yesterday that they put up on the Homer Hour poll. And I wanted to know what your thoughts on this, Chew, would be. If Malik Willis started the rest of the regular season, how many remaining of the 14 games would Green Bay win?
Mm.
0-3, 4-6, 7-9, 10 or more.
Okay, we both can agree. Well, the Colts might have bumped up. So Tennessee is in line to be the worst team in the league right now. And the Colts are probably mid-20s.
Sure.
So based upon that, if Malik, I would say they lose to the Vikings. Wow. I mean, the Rams beating San Francisco without Kupp and Puka is amazing to me.
I mean, the Niners are beat up in their own right. You know,
so you said how many games would they win?
How many games would they win? So 14 games left on the schedule. How many would they win if Malik started the rest of them? I believe, Josh, this does not count the two wins he already has. This is just the rest of the way, the final 14. How many of those 14 would he win?
I'll do their wins. Cardinals, they would beat. Jaguars, they would beat.
Okay.
Wow. And the Bears, they would beat once. Three more.
So you think it would just be three? So you would be in the 0-3 category.
So I would say losing to the Vikings twice, Saints, Seahawks, Lions twice, Dolphins, because it's later in the year, and I would guess Tua is going to be back. 49ers.
Who knows for sure?
Split with the Bears, beat the Jaguars, lose Texans, beat the Cardinals, lose to the Rams.
So you would just be at three?
Yes.
The results of the poll, 0-3 had 0.6% of the vote. 4-6, 39%, 7-9, 50%, and 10 or more, 9.5%.
Wow, they're insane. 9.5 or more as opposed to 0-3.
Yeah, 0-3, 0.6%.
Okay. I do think an 8-win team is possible. You have to have some games you are definitely not going to be favored in go your way. But
I think you would need some
to be like a runaway playoff team.
But the
team.
Thing with him starting,
they weren't a runaway playoff team last year.
The thing starting from here out is you can only do so much. You can't have a great.
You
game
can't
plan.
Invent a whole.
You're
new
eventually going to have to do stuff you already did, like this last week.
Yeah,
the fact that they put in the read option was great. That was smart. That was very smart. You know, and it's like Tennessee had no idea. We never thought of doing that with him, you know?
Again, goes back to your theory on good coaching staffs and bad coaching staffs.
That was a great add-on.
But again, it was just something that I found interesting when I saw that come across the polls yesterday during the Homer Hour. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday. Are the Packers in the top 10? We find out. Coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What? Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
Listen to his interview. The way he talks, he sounds like Paul McCartney.
Ringo farted and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hodag Steve texts in 800-990-3776. Favre's the man, Chewy gets 10%, Rodgers is a turd, and Joshy's grown on me.
Wow.
Very short text, okay. And he got a lot in. Speaking of getting in, are the Packers in the top 10? Time for Power Rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, your hint for the week is it's kind of fair, but this isn't how it's gonna be. 5-6 weeks from now, I believe. Okay?
Okay.
Kind of fair.
All right.
But I wouldn't think in 6 weeks this is... A lot of these teams won't be in it. Okay? With that, Josh, are you ready?
I'm born ready.
Give me number 10.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
They're 0-3.
What about the Atlanta Falcons?
don't sleep. Ah, okay. Is that why he grows on people? Because he's a Richard?
I think so. And as long as he's not being a Richard to them, they think it's funny.
All right. That was kind of funny. I'm like, Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm like, oh, I used to love them.
I told Gabe I got a little bit here.
I'm still mad at you for that.
What, Jacksonville?
Yeah.
That's all because of Doug.
But you're singing his praises, so then I parrot it when I go on national. Because I'm like, my guy Chewy knows football. Now I look like an idiot for backing Jackson. I'm going to say the Packers sneak in. I think the Packers are number 10.
Josh?
I'm going to agree with Gabe, but I kind of think they might just be outside.
Nolan Stanks, number 10.
Okay.
I thought they should have been a little higher.
Yeah.
Because they played Philly top. That was in Philly, too, right?
Or was that in New Orleans? No, it was in New Orleans.
Still.
I mean, they were the best team in football for 2 weeks, and then they went and played what we think to be pretty good competition.
Yeah.
I mean, Philly's a little bit of a dumpster fire, but they're 2-1. I don't know what to think of Philly.
Not really. The media's just trying to make it into a dumpster fire.
Well, I mean, Nick Sirianni's bad.
Yeah, he's making it a dumpster fire.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni bad.
You think so?
The roster might be overcoming Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but Sirianni does not. He doesn't call the offense. He doesn't call the defense.
Nobody makes bad decisions on like when to go for it, for it, and things like that.
Nine times. Give me nine.
Okay, so I just want to say, outside of the top two, this is really hard this week.
I haven't an idea because you've got the teams like the Niners and the Ravens where it's like, where do they go?
Right?
Because they were so highly ranked.
And I still think they're good.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens are really good.
Yes.
But I don't know if the Ravens are in. I'm going to say Pittsburgh at 3-0 is here.
I'm
going to
take a shot in the dark here and think Texans.
The San Francisco 49ers
Here's the team I mentioned.
Number 9. Do you believe the pack is out?
I don't think they're above the 40. I don't think they're a top 8 team right now.
Josh?
Without their starting quarterback. I think they're out.
No way.
All right, so the Packers are 11. I think they have a case to be. I think the Saints should be bumped 1 and Packers should be 10 because you still got to give them, even though they played 2 bad teams, they won with their backup.
Yeah.
So you got to give them some street cred.
But at least, the Saints lost a tight game against the Eagles just like the Packers and blew the doors off of Dallas.
Yeah, but I'm saying moved Saints to 9 and put Packers at 10.
And you'd bump the Niners out?
And then get the Niners out. You're 1-2. And then where I would give street cred to the Packers for winning with their backup, San Francisco, you just lost to a team that has its top two receivers out.
Sure, but you guys beat a lot of teams with your top two receivers out in 96.
Yeah, but they're not us.
Very good point.
You know what?
Yeah.
We move on.
All right, 8.
I'm going to say Texans again.
All right, so Pittsburgh's got to be here somewhere. Houston, they got their doors blown off. I will say Pittsburgh.
Josh is right. Houston is number 8. Right.
And I had Houston as my original number 8. I just
How bad do we ding them, though, for getting worked?
It depends. How good do we think Minnesota is?
I have no idea.
That's the problem.
I have no idea. My one thought about Minnesota is this isn't sustainable.
Their defense might be.
Sam Darnold?
I would bet against Sam Darnold. I'd
be 0-3.
Yeah.
But I think in the long run.
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, 7.
I think this is where the Steelers
start.
Steelers are, in fact, 7. Is this the biggest? This is a bigger surprise than Minnesota.
No.
Yes.
They were a playoff
team. Justin Fields?
But they were a playoff team last year.
Justin Fields.
But they were.
I get the coaching closes or cures a lot of problems. But still, 3-0.
This, to me, what we've seen so far is exactly how I thought Justin Fields would go.
Really?
They're going to limit mistakes. They're going to hold teams to under 10 points. And they're just going to inch across and they're going to love every second of it.
I mean, it's ugly ass football.
Uh-huh. All right, let me ask you this. How big is the gap between Andy Reid and Mike Tomlin?
I'd say it's pretty big.
No way.
I mean, that's just
Tomlin
how highly
is a great coach. He is Andy a great Reid. Coach.
Yeah, I think he's very good. I also think Andy Reid is in a class of his own.
But if
All right, let me ask you this. Hold on. Give me a timeout. Timeout.
Yep.
If the Pittsburgh Steelers had Patrick Mahomes, would they be the top dog to win the Super Bowl?
I don't think so.
I think they would be a very good team. I think I give more credit to offensive-minded head coaches.
Okay.
Because then when, you know, you're not relying on somebody else to then have that most important piece of your roster
okay.
be coached up and you're doing the, you know, so I give more of a credit to offensive-minded head coaches, all which right. is why I would agree with Josh and say there's a gap there.
Fair enough.
But Tomlin's really good. I don't want to diminish what Mike Tomlin's doing.
No, I know.
I think he's one of the best.
Yeah, yes. I do too.
I just think Andy Reid's that good, like Patrick Mahomes in the QB tiers.
Six.
Seattle?
Is this where the Lions are? Or am I too conservative on that?
I have no idea. Again, I don't know what to do, Josh.
There's a lot of 2-1 here. That's just
because Seattle's 3-0.
I'm just looking at the standings.
Seattle's 3-0. And I think Seattle's in here, but I don't think Seattle's a top 5 team. So I'm putting Seattle at 6.
I want Lions.
Philadelphia Freedom.
Okay.
That's Bag of Donuts' favorite song. Philly is 6. That's fair.
Sure.
That's fair.
I guess.
No?
I do you think Philly's better than Seattle? I do.
Well, Seattle's 3-0.
Well,
that's what I said. I said this list is not going to be. A lot of these teams will be booted 6 weeks from now.
Okay.
And I think Seattle is one of those teams.
But this isn't it's a power rankings. It's who are the best teams in the league, not just who's 3-0.
Who'd Pittsburgh beat?
They have Pittsburgh beat Bo Atlanta. Nicks.
Who?
Kirk Cousins on a bad leg. The Broncos, they beat
Atlanta.
And then who'd they beat last week?
I can't remember.
That's a lot of work. 5.
Okay, based on what he just said, I think Detroit's here.
I think so, too.
You would both be correct. Detroit is 5. I don't think Detroit's playing great football.
They played the
right
Chargers last week, and Herbert left with an injury.
Yeah.
That's who the Steelers played.
Okay.
They've been underwhelming, I think, a little bit, and San Francisco obviously has been underwhelming for two teams that were in the top 5 power rankings preseason.
Sure, but Detroit's still 2-1.
No, I know, but they haven't looked great doing it.
I feel like San Francisco's really getting dinged for having their 3 best players missing various times through 3 games.
Yeah, but when you've got a running back who then just rushes for 150 when he's out, like, it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like he had a bad game either this last week. I think he rushed for another 100-yard game.
Jenny?
Or he got close.
So. Somewhere near.
4.
Is this the Seahawks?
This has got to be Seattle.
Seattle is 4. I agree with you. Okay. Seattle, I don't think it's sustainable.
No.
Booted, but.
So that means Minnesota's number 3?
Has to be.
Does that feel right to you?
Final answer.
Well, yeah, because I know who the top 2 are.
Yeah.
I know, but they beat 2 very good teams who are both going to be in the top 10 power rankings at the end of the year. Will you agree with that?
Well, they're in
Houston and San Fran.
Yeah.
You got to give them props.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a chance San Francisco falls out of the top.
Now, 10. Do I think what? No. They're good missing team, their best player. They're missing their best player.
And their best player might not come back. He's going to see a German Achilles specialist. That's how bad that things are there.
Hey, it worked. I mean, it wasn't Achilles, but when Kobe went over to Germany, it seemed to work for him and the injuries he had.
Didn't Peyton Manning go to Germany as well and come back worse?
Yeah, because there's injectables over there that are legal that are
he got
illegal
worse,
here.
But he won a Super Bowl, Josh.
Yes. Can't believe. Which,
I mean, it seems like a fair trade-off, right?
I guess.
He got worse, but he won the second ring.
What is the line?
For the Packers game?
Yeah.
Yesterday it was 2.
Green Bay or?
Yeah, Green Bay.
It's probably still there because there's been no practice information.
Okay.
2.5. Green Bay by 2.5.
All right. Give me 2.
Buffalo.
And 1.
Chiefs.
Kansas is Buffalo better than City. The Chiefs right now as we speak?
They're playing better than them, yes.
Okay.
But also the Chiefs get bored in the regular season.
Yep.
No, that's true. So what'd you think?
I would not have Minnesota and Seattle at 3-4.
Who would you have?
I think Detroit's better than Minnesota. So
yeah, but
I would
Detroit,
Detroit
has not looked great. They haven't looked great.
Sure.
I thought they'd be playing better than this. And it's early. Who cares? Everyone's going to go, look.
Yeah, I think you just need to collect wins. And look, the win at the Cardinals didn't look great, but the week before, I mean, this Cardinals team can put up points, man. Like, this Cardinals team is going to put up points against teams. Uh-huh. So going on the road and winning that one 2013, I don't think there's any shame in that. And they're hosting Seattle next Monday night. And I think that's going to be a rude awakening for Seattle.
Okay. So are we underselling Seattle, Pittsburgh? You're obviously underselling Minnesota.
I'm giving respect to Minnesota because they have the most impressive. It's not that they just beat Houston.
They pounded them.
They blew the doors off of Houston.
But that happens in today's NFL. Hell, it happened in our day.
But sure. So if they were like 2-1 and that was it, but beating San Francisco the week before, and those both games were at home in Minnesota. I get it, but
yeah,
I mean, I don't know if anybody's got a better resume than the Vikings. Like, if we're putting together college football playoff style, who has the best resume? I mean, it's Minnesota's got the best resume, and I don't think it's particularly close.
Well, hopefully they don't get left off with an undefeated record.
All right, so the Colts are 24. Who they just play?
Bears.
Tennessee's 32.
You really put Tennessee 32?
They're 32.
I guess they're winless, so you have to, but...
Yeah.
I mean, the Panthers are still...
The Panthers scored 36 points.
You know, let's see how Andy Dalton's looking in 3 weeks.
Yeah, look, I understand, man, but you can't put them 32 after they just won.
I can say this, though, Josh. I was talking about sustainability. Their losing is sustainable.
Who's that?
Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They've built a losing culture.
Yeah. Look, I mean, they can be 31, but I don't think you can put them 32 if they've put up 36 points in one game.
No, there's...
So the Jags. Titans, the Jaguars, and the Bengals.
Yeah.
All winless. Those are the three winless teams.
Oof.
And they still have the Bengals at 25. Bears are 26.
That feels high for the Bears.
It does?
Yeah.
I just love how every year it's a broken record. Playoffs, Bears.
Can't wait for them to get hot and win like three games in a row.
I don't even see them in my rear view anymore. I went over a hill.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a very big hill.
Yeah, we're going to need to stop at a gas station for them to
catch up. They were supposed to be following us. Yeah. How could they possibly get lost? I don't understand. Meanwhile, Chew, anytime you get lost at home and you're not quite sure what to do, I mean, there's one easy way to always make it right at home.
Dino, the dancing machino, you know what I say. Happy wife, happy life. And that means going to see Dean, the dancing machine at the Jewelry Center. Earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when that day comes for my four boys to take their next step in their lives, you can bet they'll be heading to the Jewelry Center for their engagement rings. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds for rings. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe went to the Jewelry Center and had a great experience with the Jewelry Center's specialists to pick out that perfect ring. Stop into one of their three locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington today, or check out their full inventory online at shoptjc.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah, right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
She got right up to me, took out a Glock, and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Xavier McKinney has been huge for the Packers' success. And I don't want... a lot of love to Malik Willis, certainly. A lot of love to Matt LaFleur, certainly. But we talked about it a little bit, Chew, with Jason when he was on. And right now, McKinney leads the league. Three interceptions, 3 weeks. Do I think he's finishing the season with 17 interceptions? No, I do not. If he did, that would be sweet. But If the Packers defense plays like they have the last couple of weeks, and he continues to be at the center of that, I think he certainly could be in the conversation for defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he's going to have to continue to create turnovers and, you know, be amongst the league leaders in interceptions. Like, usually that award goes to, you know, guys who get after the quarterback, and Aiden Hutchinson has 6.5 sacks through 3 games. And when Charles Woodson won, I believe he had 9 interceptions, I want to say, led the league with 9 interceptions when he won the NFL Defensive Player of the Year award back in 2009. So that's the type of thing it takes for a corner or a defensive back to win this award. But I don't think you could have asked for anything more from Xavier McKinney through the first 3 weeks.
No. He's got great presence. And the nice thing is they're doing what they want with him. That was my concern, that there would be leakage with the other safety or whatever. They're using him the way they want to use him. He's like a LeRoy. Just has a great feel and presence of what's going on. He's very ball hockey.
So we had the discussion on last Friday, and we had fun with it of what would you rather have, that elite cornerback, that elite pass rusher. We talked about Reggie. We talked about Deion Sanders back in the day. But how much of a difference does an elite safety like that make? You had LeRoy. The Packers used to have Nick Collins, which it seemed like a huge difference maker, you know, when they went to the Super Bowl in 2010. But how much of a difference does it make to have that elite type safety that you can have do a number of different things in the back?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Play a man to man against whatever, put him on a tight end, shut up. If you remember back to LeRoy, Super Bowl 31, they had a good tight end in Ben Coates.
Yeah.
LeRoy shut him down. He shut down Shannon Sharp in Super Bowl 32. Shannon didn't have any catches, maybe one or two. You know, LeRoy could blitz. We haven't seen that yet from McKinney, but you know what he is? He's like a point guard that sees the whole floor, you know, can pass it to anybody anywhere because he has unbelievable vision. This guy just slides with the ball, reads the quarterback's eyes real well, and it's different because when you have a guy like that on the back end of your defense, as someone closer to the line affords you to take more chances as a player because you know someone has your back on the back end. You know, so he's been playing great. It's a great addition. You're seeing the difference in the takeaways this year to last year. And that plays a role. Because I'll tell you what, Tennessee was not out of the game. The thing that put him out of the game was the 3 turnovers to none. You know, because it was still 14 hanging around a little bit.
Yeah.
But defensively, you know, and they're a bad team, but I don't care. As we see, anybody can beat anybody in this league.
I mean, early fourth quarter, it was still 27-14. And I think the Titans moved the ball a little bit, and then they turned it over again. And kind of felt, okay, now, or the Packers defense forced a punt. But early fourth quarter, it still felt, okay, there's still some time left here.
Yeah, but the defense, it didn't feel out of hand.
Yes, but then the defense was able to make their plays. Sure. Narvison hits the 47-yarder with, you know, 3 minutes left or whatever he did, and that kind of put the game away. But that's where, in years past, I don't know if you have to be nervous about that. Because even last year, when the Packers were in a game like that, suddenly Bryce Bleepin Young put up, you know, unbelievable numbers, and all of a sudden you're in a tight game. The defense was able to close that one out, and I think that's important. They weren't able to do that in week one. Get the ball back earlier for Jordan Love to try to make something happen. But when you can close out the game on defense with the turnovers, with the sacks the way they got them, that's where I think this defense can really be dangerous, is playing from out front.
Well, and the nice thing is, you know, and they're going to have their hiccups. Look, everyone in this league has their hiccups where they lose 2 in a row or whatever, but from when you have a defense that can cover up your warts offensively, or when you feel offensively you can take more chances because you have confidence in your defense, hey, if we turn it over here, no big deal. We got a defense that's at least going to hold them to 3 or shut them down. Changes your play calling as a coordinator. Well, that was like us in 96. We come out for the NFC Championship game against Carolina and turn the ball. Brett throws a pick to you don't have to beep it. It was a slip.
I mean,
to Sam Mills.
He was probably a you-know-what for throwing the interception.
To Sam Mills. And our defense held him to 3. They shut him down. You know, and there was no hiccup. There was no like, oh my God, we got to panic.
Yeah.
That's what's nice.
I think it's really important for this next week. The best part of the Packers defense could be the offense jumping to an early lead.
Yeah.
Because Tony Pollard doesn't really scare anyone, I think, at this point anymore. But you know who's a really good back?
Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
And he's going to have this thing called a chip on his shoulder. Have you watched Minnesota at all? I haven't. That's why I'll be interested to see. I mean, are they good? Are they frauds?
I mean, I don't think they're fraudulent.
It's the defense is overperforming what we expected. And Sam Darnold has been like a top five quarterback in the NFL this far. And
that's where they are. But weren't they without Hockenson? And they still are.
Still without, Hockenson, no Addison.
That's what even makes it more impressive.
I just think Justin Jefferson's the best player in football. That's not Nick
really?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, so Justin Jefferson, 6 catches, 81 yards. Aaron Jones, 19 carries, 102 yards. You know, that's what they did against Houston.
And their coach is a hell of a coach, too.
Oh, yeah. Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell's a good coach. I mean, it's just how relevant are they going to be 5-6 weeks from now when they get those players back? Does that change? I mean, because Hockenson's a really good tight end.
Oh, and Addison's a really good receiver.
Yeah.
Like, their weapons. I mean, when we were talking about weapons during the offseason, I think this was kind of consensus everybody's favorite weapons, right? Because of Justin Jefferson.
You know what? It still might be the best division in football, but insert Minnesota instead of the Bears, right?
Yeah. Because those weapons are... It just goes to show you because... Even when they had to go to Nick Mullins last year, they were able to move the football. The big problem with Nick Mullins is he can't avoid turnovers.
Yeah.
Like he has to turn the ball over. And honestly, that is such a big part of what the Packers did with Malik Willis is he avoided turnovers these last 2 weeks that you didn't ask, you know, your defense to play on a short field or then you get nervous because he turned the ball over. And LaFleur said as much, hey, when he avoids turnovers, it makes me more confident in opening up the playbook a little bit more.
Well,
so the fact that Sam Darnold's been avoiding turnovers, that's been the big thing for Kevin O'Connell because they're going to be able to move the football with their weapons.
Well, once Jordan is back and in the flow of things, and we know we have our backup quarterback now. Can they cut Clifford loose?
I mean, they'll keep him on the practice squad.
Yeah.
I mean, you just might as well keep him there. If they can find a better practice squad quarterback, sure. But
yeah.
To put into context what Vegas thinks of the Vikings, they are still plus 3,000 in terms of updated Super Bowl odds that I'm looking at here. They are behind teams like the Bengals, which I don't know if it's updated for last night. But the Cowboys, the Packers, the Texans, the Jets, the Ravens, the Lions, the Eagles, the Bills, the 49ers, the Chiefs.
So no one else is buying them yet. And I agree. It's only 3 weeks in. But they've beaten two good teams.
Yeah, that's the thing. So. Is that defense. The defense had made C.J. Stroud, who was off to a really good start, look pretty pedestrian last week. And that's the thing. And they played pretty good defense against the San Francisco 49ers, who have a very similar offense to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's concerning.
So Minnesota, exit Bears from the rear view, enter Minnesota in the side view.
But again, like, I'm supposed to believe in Sam Darnold? Like, he's on a hot streak, and that hot streak has to end eventually. I just don't know if it ends Sunday. I don't know if it ends 2 weeks from now. I don't know if he ends up being like Case, like I mentioned earlier in the show, Case Keenum.
Could it be he's in the right system? Could it be Malik Willis? Because I tell you what, Malik going down there and beating his old team makes that whole organization look foolish.
If Sam Darnold was this good, don't you think Kyle Shanahan would have kept him in a very similar system last year?
One would think, yeah.
He was bad last year at the start of the year when they had him playing.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that's... And again, maybe it's just something that Kevin O'Connell was able to connect with Sam Darnold. I can't quite figure it out.
It's a goofy league.
He like might not even been starting week 8 if their plans had gone originally as they thought.
Yeah.
They were very high on McCarthy.
Which is why I was willing to just write off Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me ask you this. What would Pittsburgh be if Russ started these three games?
So if Russ started instead of Justin Fields?
Yeah.
I think they got a loss in there somewhere.
1-2.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably so happy. What's he got, a calf?
He doesn't have a job is what he's got.
Yeah.
Did they announce that finally?
I don't think so. Oh, okay. I don't think they have. But
it'd be nice.
I mean, you're 3-0. Guess what you're not going to do?
Yeah.
Switch out your quarterback when you were having a quarterback competition during exactly. the preseason. You're not switching out your quarterback at that point. But something that you can do, because they always say, you know, if you have two quarterbacks, you really don't have one. Well, if you've got two Palermo's pizzas in your freezer, that just gives you options. That's just good on you. Because Palermo's has so many different pizzas under their umbrella and all the brands that they have, they're going to have a slice that you like. And maybe there's going to be a couple different ones that you love. Like right now, I've got a Screamin' Sicilian tavern style because I like the little thinner crust. But every once in a while, I want a Palermo's rising crust because if I want a little thicker crust, I want to have those options in my freezer. And Palermo's gives it to me because they've been doing it for over 60 years right here in Wisconsin. Sports and pizza, they go together. And especially during football season, you're going to want to make sure that your freezer is loaded up with Palermo's pizza because Palermo's flavor is our family's business.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have told you how many times. Do not mess with electricity, Chew.
And I don't. I did. I did. But
there was
I don't.
An incident?
There was one.
Plumbing, you're going to get wet. Electricity, you're going to die.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Everyone's going to be getting more of our boy Joshy this week.
Getting what?
Getting more. Not just he's just not appearing on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy producing our show. He is going to be one of the co-hosts tomorrow at Pottawatomie.
What?
You got it, brother. Talking a little gambling.
Never clear that.
Okay, now you know, Josh. You got to clear these appearances through. You got to run it through your I guess, choose
I'm
your
the
agent. Are you going to be jumping on and piling on Jen? Because I'm sure that because her and Ben had both given out as their best bet last week. Ben had taken the Commanders plus the 7.5. Jen laid the 7.5 with Cincinnati. Ben ended up winning. So I'm guessing Ben is going to try to rub it in. Are you going to be picking sides there? Are you going to be laying back? What are you going to do?
I'm going to be playing neutral Switzerland there because I want to get invited back.
Okay.
Don't want to ruffle any feathers first time around.
It's just tough because, I mean, that's the show you used to produce with you know, Scalzo and Brust. It's the show you currently produce with Jen on here. Like, it's a tough spot for you, man.
Yeah. I'm just going to try and give out some winners.
I think he's more of a handler for Jen, just to make sure the gambling doesn't get out of control.
Oh, so he's being asked to go there to yes. make sure that she doesn't place too many bets. Yeah.
He's a spy.
Just, hey, let's keep this under control.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know all these jobs I had. I got to check with you. Yeah. I got to be a spy now. I don't want to be a spy.
Too bad. Shouldn't have said yes.
Just want to win some bucks.
Do you have any that you want to tease?
Haven't looked at the slate yet.
Okay.
I did win a nice three-legger yesterday with some over Brian Thomas Jr. and under on Keon Coleman, who I lucked out was suspended for the first quarter of the game for being late to a meeting. So, you know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Especially when it comes to gambling.
Yes.
Chewy knows. All right, so check out Joshy on that. Check out Joshy this weekend, too. He's going to be part of Wisconsin College Game Day.
And Brad Nortman.
All Josh all the time here.
You're not leaving us, are you?
If the money's right.
That's the answer.
Man after my own
heart.
Yeah,
I was about to say, that's the answer Chewy was looking for is the agent. Will the Intouch coming up next.